We begin Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simen Mem Hei Sif Yudzayin. Shlosh Shoachad, Shach Shoachlu, if three people ate together, V'shnayim Gomer Sudosim, and 12 completed the Miyah V'roitz and L'varach, they want to say Birch Samozin, V'echad Adayin L'Gomer Sudosai, but one has not yet finished his meal, V'en Roitz L'varach, and he doesn't want to say Birch Samozin, Tzar Chu L'Havsik M'Sudosai, still he must interrupt his meal, K'day Shivarach V'Zimun in order, that they should be able, the two who want to bench, should be able to do so with Zimun. V'yana gam hui mohim, and he should answer with them as well. V'yotzi de Zimun, and with that he fulfills his obligation of Zimun. And the same halacha would apply if there were four people eating together and two finished eating. But if there's more, if it's just two finished and two haven't, then the halacha is that the two who have finished eating cannot demand that the two who haven't completed should stop the meal. It's only when it's two against one, says the Mishnah Berurah. V'yantam chisayim avarech, asanas akol. But when it's two and one, the one has to interrupt his meal, let them bench with Zimun, and wait till the one who's leading the birchas hamazon should say hazon asakol. There are those that say you don't have to wait, you just have to wait till after the Zimun, but the halacha is that you should wait till after Hazon HaSakol. V'akach yoch lach, and then he can continue eating. V'ein tzarech levarach brach rishona, he need not make a new brach rishona. Kivin shadat hois lach l'oid, he intended to eat all along. U'kshim igma yisudasoi, when he finishes eating, yivarach birchas hamazon, he could say birchas hamazon, and he could join with another group that will be having Zimun. Al shnayim, ein tzrich l'hafsek b'shvilachad. Two people don't have to stop for one. Elam yirtzu, l'asa l'chvoidai. If they want to be nice, l'fnim ishur sadin, that they'll interrupt their meal for the one person who's finished his meal. V'sar shiyach l'ba'achlad. And if 10 people ate together, tzrichim abba l'hafsek b'shvil shisha, four have to stop the meal in honor of the sixth. That one is finished. That one have finished the meal. Shehem aroy, for they are the majority. But here everybody agrees that the four only have to wait till after Baruch Hakenu said. And when they finish the meal, yizamnum laatzman, they still have obligation of zimun, and they'll do zimun. Obviously, but. Loi Haskaras Hashem, when they'll do Zimun, they'll do it without Haskaras Hashem. If you have 10 people eating together and 8 or 9 want to stop, then the one or two who are stopping in honor of those 10, since they won't have Zimun when they finish their meal, because it's only one or two people who have not completed their meal, they have to then wait again, like in the previous part of the Sif, till after Hazonas HaKol. Sif Yudches. Besudas Gedol Shabim Sumin Shom. When you have a meal with many attendees, Yesh Levarcha Lemish Leish Lufchash Yivarech, we should choose the person to lead the Birch Samazin. Misha Kolachazak, somebody who has a strong voice. Kadesh Yishma Kolam Msumim Manavarech, that everybody should at least be able to hear, as he says, L'chol HaPachs Ad Hazonas HaKol, until he finishes the first Baruch of Ad Hazonas HaKol. But if that is impossible, then Yivarchu b'chabur shel asura 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 asura, they should break up into groups of 10, where every group will be able to hear the benching. Sif yutes. Shtei chabur shoichem b'aisecha, two groups that are eating in the same house, or b'shnei batim, or two houses. Im miktsos roinus elu seilu. If they're able to see each other, some of the people from each group are able to see each other. Mitzafer and Lezimun, they could combine. And even if they're in two separate rooms, but there's a door or a window through which they could see each other, then they could combine. But it's only in a situation where the door is open, or if the window is closed with a curtain that you can't see, then they can combine. If there's a window or glass, but they could see through the glass, that combines. If they are able to see each other through a reflection in a mirror, that's not considered that they see each other. Similarly, if there are cracks in a mechitza, that's not considered that they see each other. Memlav, and therefore, if they can't combine, Eilu Mezamna Mlatzman v'Eilu Mezamna Mlatzman, each group does Zimun by itself. V'im yesh shamish echel l'shteyem, if there's one waiter, that whom it's often, he could combine them. And therefore, those that eat in a restaurant, a hotel, and everybody's sitting at their own table, they don't combine. And therefore, the halach is, if there's a one table, a group of three, who are going to say Zimun, then the people at the other tables who are saying Birchas Hamazon at the same time could answer, but they shouldn't be the one leading the benching. It should be one of the people at the table of three. If they joined to be one group, when they're joining, they have to hear the Mevarach said till Azonas Akol. There's a question about people who could join together if they're sitting on a bus, they're sitting on a plane. And the Magen Avraham says, if when they sat down, it was their intention that we're all joining into one meal, then they could combine. Sif Chof, Mishu Eitz Mevarachim B'Zimun. If somebody is at a place where Zimun is taking place. However, he didn't eat or drink with them. When he hears the one leading the Brichas of Mazin saying the Varach Shachal Mishalai, I know who he should say Baruch Uvarach Shemai Tomid La'olam Vod. And if he's at a place where Zimun is being done with a minion, Vama Mavarach, and therefore the one that leading the Beshing saying the Varach Lekenu, I know gam who Baruch Elkeinu, Baruch Shemai, Tomid La'olam Vod. V'im Ba'al Achish Kva Amar Avarech, Nevarech V'kulei. If he comes after the person who's leading the bench and saying that, V'shayinim, Shayinim Amar Baruch Shachalnu, or Baruch Elkeinu Shalchanu, then all he should do is just say, Ayin Achreim Amin, just say Amin. Siv Chafal Shosh, Echol Kol Echol Mekika Shalai. If three people each ate from their own meal, and one of them ate bread that is past Nachri. V'shnayim nisharim, but the two other people are people who don't eat past Palter. B'kamakim mitstarfin l'zimun, they could join. However, v'yivarch zeh she'ocha pas of the kechavim. The one that ate the pas of the kechavim should be the one to lead the benching. Shu yachal achal gam macherim, because he could eat with them, but they can't eat with them. However, if the person ate something which is not supposed to be eaten, then he can't join in the zimun. If he ate both foods that are permissible to be eaten halachically and foods that are not permissible to be eaten halachically, as long as he ate the right amount of kosher food, he can combine with them. If one of these three people ate dairy, v'shnayim echali basar and two ate meat, mitstarfim. Again, v'yivarach zeh she'ocha echali chalav. The one that ate the dairy should be the one that's leading the Brichas Hamazon. Shu yachal echal gam mecherim. He's the one that could eat with the others, but they can't eat with him. Certainly, if one of them ate only pariv, he should always be the one to lead the benching. If people aren't eating different foods, not because it's not kosher, because if it's a chumrah, for example, on Pesach, some people eat gebraks and some people don't eat gebraks, then the halach is that they don't combine because they can't eat from each other. If the one that eat dairy doesn't drink wine, or she'en kan el shechesh u'chadosh, or there's only beer which is chadosh beer, v'hun ezim chadosh, and he doesn't drink that type of beer, mutav shivarach she'zesh ochel bas b'kais, it's better that the one that ate the meat should be the one to lead the benching, and be able to do birch samazon on a cup of wine, versus the one that's eating dairy should lead the benching, but then we're going to have Vark Blakais, that the leader will not be able to drink wine, and there won't be Birchas Mazon al Kais. The Mechad, however, ate Ochel Gvina Kashim, ate hard cheese, with Shnayim Basar, and two of them ate meat. Yesh Oimrim Deinim Tzarfen, because you can't have that in any way together. Both of them require a 6-hour wait. Yesh Oimrim, the Mekam Mokoyim, Mitzarfen, they can combine. Kim Shiyachar Lechem Lechem Echad, they can all eat from one bread, and that combines them, Yesh Lahakol, but that's the Chaya Adam's opinion. Mishnah Berurah says it's not enough that the fact that they can eat from one bread, that combines them. It has to be that they indeed ate from one bread. That will serve as the combination. Nashim Shachlam and Nashim Shechayav Ibzavim, women who ate with men that have to do Zimun, the Schaivu Gam Hema, they also have to participate. But Tzrichim L'shmai Birchas HaZimun, they have to hear the Birchas HaZimun. Cotton, regarding a child, Noagim Sh'emet Starf L'Zimun, we don't count them towards the Zimun. Atshu Ben Shlesh Shes Shana V'Yamechad, until he's 13 years old. And then, Atzim Starf, he could join. Vivar Lachavar Gamhu B'Zimun, he could be the leader. Abishlai Nivdak, even though we don't know with certainty, and really to be a godel, you have to be 13 years old, the boy, and shtei saris, we can rely that he brought it. Sif chav gimel, misha ene kari krishma shachas v'aris, somebody who doesn't say krishma shachas v'aris in the morning and the evening, ushoiva averis b'feresya, he does averis publicly, enem tztarf l'zimun. However, bizman hazeh, the Pais can take the opinion that most people who are irreligious, unfortunately, are Tinik Shanishba, and they're not considered full-fledged a mumer, and we could combine them. Ger Gomer Mitztarf L'Zimun, a person who's a Ger could combine, V'gamu Yochel Avarech, and he could say Birchas HaMazon, V'loy Mashal Chalt Avaseinu, and he could say that this, about Eretz Yisrael, that we got as an inheritance, because all Gerim are considered descendants of Avraham Avinu, because it says by Avraham Avinu, "Av hamangoyim nesaticha," but the shinul she'over hayav av l'aram. Originally, you were just the forefather of Aram. Then, now you are the father of all goyim. Certainly, we have three religious Jews eating together and the benching of Zimun. Those who are not religious, even though they're not leading the Zimun, and maybe according to Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, they shouldn't lead the Zimun, but they certainly have every right and responsibility to answer the Birchas HaZimun if they're sitting there. Simen Memov, Hilchos Machos Asuros, Boy Memov Sifim. Sifal, Dama Nimtzu Bebei, blood that's found in eggs, Im Osur. Ilpamim, sometimes blood makes the Kala Bei Asur and the entire egg prohibited. Lekenk Sh'oysim Machl and Beim, if you make a food with eggs, Yesh Livdekai Sam. The difference, if you found the egg on the red, on the white, on the yellow. If you found the blood on the white of the egg, you just throw away that part and the rest of the egg may eaten. There are those, however, who are machmer, that even if the blood is found on the white, they discard the egg. If the blood is found on the yellow of the egg, then the entire egg should be discarded. And that's the minig. A black spot is osur, but it has to be completely black, not red. The eggs that we have nowadays, which are known as safna d'ara, they're not fertilized through a rooster and a hen. Really, this entire halacha doesn't apply to those type eggs. But because of the minig is that we still continue to check all eggs. However, if an egg was used without checking, given, as we just said, that the eggs that we have nowadays really don't require halacha, the maker hadin, to be checked, you could eat the food even if the eggs weren't checked. Sifpei is dam dagim, the blood of fish, mutter, achim kipsu b'kli, if they were gathered in a keli, also when they maris ayin, there's a maris ayin concern, they look like blood. If it's obvious that it's fish blood, if the scales and fins there, so it's obviously that it's fish blood, it's not a problem. This rule only applies to fish blood and human blood that look like animal blood. Anything else that looks very like blood, like a type of a wine, that there is no gzeira, that we have a concern, and we don't make our own gzeiras of what maris ayin is. So says the crazy placey. Sif gimel, im nashach kikar kudayim, if somebody bit into a piece of bread, v'yotadam mishinov, and blood came out of his teeth, al gaba kikar onto the bread, tzarch lach to gmokam adam l'zarkoi, you have to cut off the place with his blood and discard that. Aval, hadam mashben shnayim, the blood that's between a person's teeth, matzah b'chayil, he could just, during the week, suck it up. Kimish le perish, since it hasn't left the body. On Shabbos, there's an issue of metzitza, and therefore, it's usur. And the same thing is if there's blood on a wound on a person's body. If the blood has not exited the body, you could suck it up. You could put your mouth on it. Otherwise, there you may not. And there are those that suggest that you should never do that. Never put your mouth on a wound, not because of the Isser of Dam, but because the Isser about Tishaksu. We shouldn't do something that Halacha prohibits us from doing something which is repulsive.